All right, welcome back to From a Stranger to a Stranger. So, I know it's been a minute. I don't know how the sound's going to be. I hope it's good. I got some AirPods and I'm driving. So, this is how I'm going to do it. Hopefully, there's not a lot of road noise. We'll test out how these things sound. From talking on the phone and stuff with people, they say they sound pretty decent, but I don't know, like I said, what the road noise is or what that. So, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. Belated Eid Mubarak for Eid Adha. Yeah, it's just been a wild couple months. But what triggered this, I've been working and a lot of stuff has happened. I talked previously in many episodes, I'm sure. Or if you follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram, Stranger Martel. I'm posting a lot there now. You can follow me on Facebook. You can just find me, type in Issa Martel, and I might come up wherever it may be. That being said, what I really want to talk about here is Ras Mufsar. So, since 2014, I believe, I joined Ras Mufsar. Basically, Dr. Munashir Khorsani, who is the founder of it, basically recruited me and taught me a lot about weapons and basically was my principal sword teacher for a number of years up until last fall. And last fall, his father died. And so there was like a lot of lead up to this, but not to his father dying, but to what I'm about to say. And he ultimately disbanded his group of students. He said, you know what, I'm disbanding this, it's done, have a good life, pretty much. This was kind of shocking to us. And I reached out to him, I called him, texted him, and he pretty much ghosted me ever since. He recently, not recently, shortly after that, when he came back from Iran, when he went back to his place in Germany. His father obviously lived in Iran still, but he lives in Germany. He made this YouTube video, basically just talking garbage nonsense about real dedication and blah blah blah, this and that. We weren't dedicated, or he never called me out by name, but he called out people who basically didn't leave. So when he disbanded, myself, who was his longest student, Frank Perrin, who was the second longest student, and everybody else, we formed Beit al-Assad, which was originally the concept was continue to do this type of stuff. So the only person who was left that kind of still kept in contact with Dr. Khorasani was Hayden Lewis. Hayden Lewis was relatively new to Ras Mufsar, but he w is ex-military and had done some MMA fights. And I don't know, I guess supposedly he has some sort of black belt in something or something else. I don't know. Not that I don't doubt them. I just don't know what they are. And, you know, Hayden seemed like a good kid and everything. He's young, but he is completely absorbed by Dr. Khorasani. Hayden kept contacting him while Dr. Khorasani basically ghosted everybody. My opinion is if you tell me you're disbanding something and basically say, have a good life, then you do not respond when I call you personally, like not texting, physically calling you, as well as sending you text messages or whatever. If you don't reply, I'm not going to keep sending you messages every single day. We're grown adults, men here, right? I had a relationship for 7, 8 years with Dr. Khorasani. To have not have the manliness, the balls to actually call me and say, hey, you know what, this isn't working out. I want to take Razmufzar in a different direction or whatever. Just any sort of communication to me is not cool at all. And it doesn't show signs of manliness. Jevon Mardi, Futuwa, all these concepts that he wants to try to proclaim, he doesn't practice in his life. And I'm not saying that we're perfect or I'm perfect or he's should practice, you know, he's perfect or whatnot. No, I'm generous with people making errors and people messing up. But today, I forgot to say this also. Today is July 1st. It's Dhul-Hijjah, the 12th. July 1st, 2023. I'm off my game a little bit because it's been a while since I recorded an episode. But like I said, with these AirPods, inshallah, if it sounds good and I'm driving, man, I got a 45-minute commute to work basically, so we can knock some stuff out. But anyway, get back to the subject at hand. So when you're professing these characteristics, you should try to live by them. For me, this whole sword thing, everything about this comes down to this concept of chivalry and the ideas embodied in it. That's what attracted me to it. Back in the day, back in the 90s, right? Me, my friend, Rich Cosner, we played D&D, Chris Neath, Tony Johnson. This was our crew. And then we would go to the Ren Faire and we'd have swords, but it all developed from that. And it was European chivalry until I became Muslim. When I converted to Islam in like 1997, I started to look at things from an Islamic perspective, and slowly over the years, it developed into my persona that you see online, Issa Martel, the guy, in Ottoman armor practicing Middle East swordsmanship. So it's been going on basically my whole life. And these are the cores. It wasn't like I was a martial artist and found swords, which is kind of like what Dr. Khorasani is. Dr. Khorasani has multiple black belts and practiced many different martial arts. And then when he researched his book out, Persian Archery and Swordsmanship, which is an incredible book, that's when he began to work with weapons in this manner. That's not a dig at him, but it's just a fact. So his perspective is that he wants to have like a martial art mindset, like karate or something like this, like a belt system type of martial art. He practiced Kyokushin karate, and he just got his second degree black belt in that. So he wants to have that type of thing where he's the master and he has students, and he always complains that he wants to have respect and this and that and the other thing, and people are basically, he just belittles anybody else who is not like this. I agree in a sense that I do like the idea of master student type of thing. I really like that, and I like that type of structure. Currently, I do take karate as well. I'm probably about maybe a year and a half or so out from my black belt, inshallah. But I started that under the recommendation of Dr. Khorasani, you know? So I do like that, and I understand what he means. And I did practice kung fu as well, Pai Lum Kung Fu. But ultimately, you know, I moved on from there. So when Dr. Khorasani's dad died and he did this, we, all of us that were part of RASMSR, other than Hayden Lewis, formed Beit al-Asad, which means House of the Lion. Frank and I co-founded it. We hashed out ideas. We talked about things we didn't like within RASMSR and how Dr. Khorasani did stuff. We addressed them and started this new thing. And it's fine. But Dr. Khorasani is a narcissist. He's very manipulative. He essentially lies. And it's like subtle distortions of truth as opposed to outright lying, like manipulation. And it feeds his narcissism. So Hayden, who that was remained with him, is now the head of RASMSR Combat Team USA. Hayden has not completed any level of RASMSR, right? And while Hayden started practicing and training with us, Dr. Khorasani started having Hayden review videos and having, like, essentially students, right, that he wouldn't give to me. At the time, I didn't think anything of it because I was like, you know what, yeah, let him do this or whatever. But, you know, it was a red flag at the time, in hindsight, that this was occurring, and other things as well, because Hayden has zero experience other than what he had just learned in the maybe year of practicing. But he has never sparred with anyone. He doesn't own armor. So he, in my opinion, is not even at a level to instruct people how to use weapons. He's a good fighter, no doubt, because he was in the military. So, I mean, he knows how to fight. But when we're talking about swordsmanship and historical techniques, you know, they're lacking. And I believe now, in hindsight, Dr. Cor, these are typical attributes of a narcissist where he would play that to kind of manipulate me into either like trying to do more for him, like to earn his respect. Him, I'm talking about Dr. Khorasani, to like earn his respect and, make me feel worthy. But screw that. Look, or listen. We did a lot for him, right? Everything we did, he had these, he's such a narcissist that he had these rules, I guess, if you want, or demands that whenever we did something, we would always like plug him, which I get doing, but the way he demanded it was very awkward, And our videos that we made for Razmafsar, are meaning Frank and I, are the highest and most viewed content that he has. So it really, it was like a massive like thing that this split up between us all. And it really took, it's been 8 months, about 8 months now, for me to kind of like fully process it and digest it. So now, in the meantime, I started doing Zerkane House of Strength type of training, and I found a guy who's also Iranian. And he runs an organization called Persian Yoga, which I signed up, and I bought meals, which are Persian like clubs. Like you, if you are don't know what they are, but maybe you were a wrestling fan, like you might remember the Iron Sheik had them. Got a shanai, which is like a push-up board, and I started training like this, and this is what I've been posting on Instagram now. You can say coincidentally, but I don't believe in coincidences. All of a sudden, Dr. Khorasani on Razmafsar Instagram and on the YouTube channel starts posting this type of content, right? He rehashed old footage that he had of a Zerkane video from a couple years ago and made a new one. Right? Then he did like this 30-minute workout, which incorporates like the push-up type of stuff and everything in that, because that's the workout that I'm doing. Like I'm following a Persian, the organization is Persian Yoga, but it's in a traditional Iranian Zerkane training hall, or they're like an octagon, and there's like a drummer. And so he did this now, but it's like what his warm up or workout is, and it's kind of like him just making stuff up, and not like making techniques up or anything, but just putting together his own workout, whatever he does. But you can tell that he does push-ups and stuff that are based off of this, which he never did before. That's my point. For example, like with a shanai, you do a push-up, but whenever you do like push-ups in this manner, you have your legs spread out like you're doing a split. That's the type of push-ups that you do. So now we see him doing that, right? So okay, you can chalk that up as coincidence or whatever, but I don't. I believe that he secretly watches us, because he's a narcissist. So he has to like feed his own thing. And ultimately, I did consider him my friend. But when we look back, and he was nothing but a narcissist manipulating, he just used his people to further his own agenda in a negative way. So now I happen to randomly scroll through some YouTube stuff before I left here, and I see there's a video with this guy, Hayden Lewis, with a club, like a, and it looks like he made it at his house. It's like a block of cement on like a pole, but it's really like, I mean, it's clearly obvious he's following what at least I'm doing. I don't, Frank doesn't have an Instagram account, so he's going to follow me. And trying to like trend off of it, because that was always his goal. And I would tell him, I'm like, why the hell do you care about this stuff? You have published multiple hundreds of articles, multiple books. His books aren't like 50 page pamphlet books. These are hardcover, hundreds of pages, coffee table like books, completely researched out. I do not like him, right? But I will not deny the excellence of his research, right? So these books are incredible. But yet he strives to have like fame and popularity that's based off of YouTube and social media. And you can see that in the way he is and the way he runs things and everything. Which I don't understand. I mean, when you are at a level of success that he is, and you strive for this, like I'm going to say petty. Not that people that watch YouTube and this type of stuff are petty, but when we're talking about like serious, scholarly stuff like this, he already has that. So he doesn't need validation. It's like he wants validation from social media because he can say, look, I have this many followers, and it feeds his own ego, which is the narcissist. So, you know, now when I saw the club thing today, it just, that was like kind of like the straw, you know, the straw. I didn't break the camel's back, but it's the straw. Maybe it's like the jigsaw puzzle piece that was missing and fit to like prove that he's actually like following me. And the thing is that with him, just to be clear, I mean, if you're listening to this and you happen to know what I'm talking about, that's great. But if you're listening to this and don't, you know, I'm sorry for we're talking about this, but whatever. Everybody who was ever part of his organization has left it. So now it's just him, this guy Hayden Lewis, and he just got two other Muslim guys. One is in Spain and one is in the UK. And both of them, because they're Muslim, when I saw that, I talked to them and gave them some nasiha, which is like advice, like sincere advice from a brother to a brother type of thing, and warned him about him. So, inshallah, I said, you know, I hope it goes best for you guys, but this is the reality of how he is, and most likely is what's going to happen. Because he's using them. He always wanted to have, now when we were all a part of it, a lot of us came from either HEMA or reenactment or whatever. So he would always, that would be the problem, you know, like he doesn't have dedicated true martial artists, right? But it's disgustingly twisted that he would say this when we're his students. So like, if I'm your head student, your highest student, right? And, you know, if you do this to me, like what he did, basically straight ghost me, and what does that say about you? You know what I mean? You were training me this whole time. I promoted you this whole time. I taught seminars and went on podcasts and you know, talked about him and his organization and this and that. One, because I love doing it. I mean, this is what I enjoy, but, you know, also because it's like, hey, I'm part of this group, I'm going to promote it. But then to say that people aren't real martial artists, and you can ask anyone, if I went to everyone, thought he was pretty much a dick. And that's the reality. And he is. That's that. That's what it comes down to. So, man, like if you're listening to this and you happen to not know what happened with Rasmus R.Y., me, Frank, Ali, Dio, everybody. He has there no one is part of his group anymore. So that's the reality. And he will never take down our videos because our videos are the majority of the content of his YouTube channels, right? And the funny thing is, when we started a new channel, well, like when we started Beit al-Asad, he reopened his old, the original Rasmussen channel, and there's no doubt in my mind that he reopened that because he knows that we, meaning Frank and I, and all of us in Beit al-Asad, ultimately at some point will have a following, so that if you type my name or Frank's name into YouTube, it's gonna come to him, right? So that's like the insidious thing that he does, because it's kind of like blocking us in the algorithm, if that makes sense, you know? So now he has the Rasmussen TV, which is maybe like 2 years old, but he had the original Rasmussen channel that goes back to like 2013 that has a crap ton of videos of us on it. So once again, when you Google my name or Frank's name, you know, it'll feed that, like the algorithm will block out. Everything he does is extremely calculated and manipulative, planned out. You know, that's just the way it is. The one brother, I'm not going to mention who these two brothers are who are part of him now, but I told him he wants you because you have already have a massive following on Instagram, so it's going to feed his ego and his narcissism. So anyway, that was just me ranting about what's been going on, or what triggered it. It's about to be July 4th here in the US, which is a holiday. We're heading on vacation. We're gonna hook up with my old housemate, Mike. I don't know if you, I'm not gonna mention his last name, but we had the original internet radio station way back in the day, transphonic.net. While we're at Mike's house, we're gonna hook up with Frank, bust out some content, inshallah, for Beit al-Asad. Maybe we'll do something else. Who knows? But till next time, which may be soon, if these headbuds, earphones work pretty well. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.